69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Good Day, a really, 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 really good day by Addy, Addy, Addy. I found Addy through producer Rod. I'm not going to lie, he is the fan, okay? Rod and I went to go see her at the Dynasty Typewriter with her improv group. I want to say it was like towards the end of the pandemic because I saw her wear a mask and Best Selling was there. I was laughing so hard that my mask, I kept sucking my mask all the way into my mouth and it was disgusting and gross, but it was the hardest I've ever laughed, dude. Anyways, so we saw her one time with her improv group and then I guess she started making music and Rod was just like so fascinated at like how fast she was just busting out these songs like on her computer. Like she'd say she was working on a song one day and then boom, like the next morning it would be like done. He's like, I have a song. Apparently that's what he tells me. And I really enjoyed this song. This song is off her 2025 single. The album, you should go check it out. It's 8 songs. It's only like 28 minutes long, but you should still go check it out. Well, It All Had to Go Somewhere. That's from 2024. And I just really enjoy her stuff. And this is my go-to pick me up. I don't want to go on a downward spiral, so I need something positive in my life. Yeah, that's this song. So with that, I'm going to play a clip. It's going to be a longer clip because I didn't get a clip from Addy. I tried. It's okay. But here's Good Day by Addy, Addy, Addy. So don't look at how many listens this has, okay? I know it's way over. At the time, it was probably around 4,000 when I was like, I'm going to use this song. But you know me and how I just like to move things around and curate my playlist. So now it's over like 6,000 songs, but it is the least played on out of all of her stuff, which is fine. Like, I freaking love this song. I'm probably about 2,000 of those plays because this song got me through September. I think around the time that I was preparing, like just preparing to like start recording Extra, my EP, she started selling her CDs, right? And each CD was $40 and it was like a pre-sale only, I think. This is all from Rod or whatever. They were $40. I do remember the price because I was like, yeah, dude, like that's a one of a kind like piece of art. Like that's handmade artwork. Like we would pay for that like at a farmer's market or something if we saw something really cool. And he's like, oh yeah, like that's true. Like I didn't think about that. Because she was doing every cover. She was adding stickers. She was handwriting the playlist or the track list, I guess. I didn't actually see a final product or anything, but from everything that I kind of saw or that Rod was showing me, it was a piece of artwork. And I was like, damn, I was like, that is really cool. That was really inspiring to me, like for an artist to do that, like to just put your stuff out like on Bandcamp and like out into the world and then like release a CD like that. Like that was really cool. Cause I wouldn't do that. And then I had a couple people ask like, oh, can you just like burn me a copy of your new EP? And I was like, maybe I will. I don't have time for that. Yeah, Rod and I are so lame, dude. Like I'm surprised we do the things we do. And then like the extra stuff, I'm just like, oh my God. So just kudos to Addie and putting out her artwork and putting out her music. I love it. And I just wanted to say that this song got me through September. There's some very deep, I don't know, tones in there. Definitely dark. And I don't know if they're from personal experience, but it is just a reminder to like stay positive. And even if you stay positive, doesn't mean like shit's gonna work out or that it's gonna be good, but it really, a big part of it is your attitude. And I just, that's hard for me to remember. Okay. I struggle with that a lot. So I just wanted to thank Addie. Who knows if she'll listen, like for just being an inspiration for a small artist, who, yeah, just has a full-time job and is still trying to be creative. Just a reminder to all the artists out there, keep creating and check out this album. You can follow Addie on Instagram. It's Addie Your Mind. That's ADDIE, Yo Mind, YO Mind. And you can follow me at D for Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram. Good Day will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I don't think I have anything planned. Just announcements. Don't forget to go to the Angry Mic. I'm usually there like every last Monday of the month at the Angry Horse. Yeah, Angry Mike, check that out. Check out Horseplay Comedy. We love comedy. We love local, supporting our local shows. So that's Horseplay Comedy at the Angry Horse every first Thursday of the month. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but Frank from Horseplay started his own comedy night at the Whittier Brewing Company in Whittier. I don't think they've set like a date yet, but this month, it's going to be on the 30th. I will not be there because I'm going to see Mick Foley. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But yeah, you guys should go dress up and check out the Whittier Brewing Company comedy night. That's called Laughs on Tap. So follow Frank for all that. All the links will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.